Workers spray foam insulation onto a cylindrical steel tank the size of a school bus that's dangling from a big crane just outside the Cold Climate Housing Research Center's office on Fairbanks's west side. A few minutes later, the crane operator swings the 40-foot-long tank into its final resting place, a big trench that was excavated Tuesday on the west side of the building. It's all part of a demonstration project that center research engineer Bruno Grunau says will demonstrate how solar energy can be collected and stored year-round in these northerly latitudes and used to heat a commercial-sized structure. In this case, the center's just completed 8,000-square-foot addition.
With this building addition, our goal was to run it completely without fossil fuels. And so our approach of doing that was, one, using a pellet boiler, and two, supplementing that heat with this solar thermal system.
The big tank, donated by Fairbanks entrepreneur Bernie Carl, is coated with 6 inches of polyurethane foam and will be covered with about 3 feet of soil, then filled with 25,000 gallons of water. Next spring, it'll be hooked up to an automated solar thermal system that's been installed in the addition. The system will circulate fluid that's been warmed in an array of 16 solar heating panels on the building's rooftop to the tank, and the water will store the heat collected from the panels, heat that can be later used to warm the building.
We can manage that heat. We can either send the heat to the building directly, or we can send it to that tank. And when the time comes where the sun's not putting so much heat out, we can pull the heat from the tank and then put it right back into our building.
It's an impressive system using technology that's been around a while. But what distinguishes this project is that the system will be fully instrumented, meaning sensors have been placed throughout to monitor how it's functioning. Grunau says that'll help center staff determine how the technology is working, and it'll provide real-time data that the center will share online.
We're going to be able to put it up on a website so that anyone anywhere around the world can pull up, look at our system and say, hey, this is what they're doing today. This is what the energy flow did. This is how much heat they made. This is how many BTUs they made this year, this month.
Center Director Jack Hebert says the project is another effort to research ways that Alaskans can heat their homes in an economical and renewable way.
Of course, as the state of Alaska's Housing Research Center, it's really our responsibility to explore anything that's available that may help decrease the energy costs for people in the state. And the sun, of course, is a potential resource.
Hebert says it's noteworthy that this $65,000 renewable energy project was funded through a grant from one of the world's biggest fossil fuel producers, BP Alaska.
I think that it's very encouraging to see BP, a company that's normally associated with the drilling and sale of fossil fuels, to support renewable energy. And this, we hope, will be an example of a sustainable approach to a building that uses no fossil fuels at all.
You can find out more about the project at the center's website, cchrc.org. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.